Speaking about the future and AI, Erin, there's a lot of innovation in the research unit. Firstly, tell us about that process on why the research unit is unique to any other brand. And how do you feel about the presence of AI coming into the industry? Are you positive about it? Do you work with it? Do you feel that it might, I don't know, hinder your future going forward?
No, I don't think so at all. I'm all about that technological changes. Like the schools, for example, just touching on and like schools with my kids and stuff, they're very like no anti-screen, anti-phone and whatever. But I remember as a kid, like I was yearning for technology. And I think we have to go with the times. There are certain things that you have to prohibit and certain things that you don't. It's like someone giving you advice. You take some and you don't take some. I haven't particularly worked with AI as yet, but I know that some of my designers, when they were doing their courses, they kind of did, and it helped them quite a bit. But I don't think anybody can really understand my brain and how
a
that
machine
works.
Can't
and
replicate your brain.
That. Yes. Yeah. No. Yeah. And so, just touching on what Corinne said, like there's so many like the trends and. You have these trend forecast websites, which I never look at, but I do look at what's happening on the high end level in the luxury houses, the fashion shows, what's coming out and so forth. But I don't necessarily, I always think like, how can I take that dress and transform it? I'm always like, if someone tries to copy me, I'm always like three steps ahead.
Like
my brain is already three steps ahead. The nicest thing, which I was telling Carol about before, was that I don't design where I'm designing something and I want it to look a certain way. I go and I find the resources first. I don't come from a fashion design background. I didn't study that. So for me, I go a different route because I'm not used to going the normal route that everyone else takes.
Which would be, I suppose, sketching
first. I can't draw to save my life. That's like one creative ability I do not have.
So you can be in fashion and not be able to draw.
Definitely. Yeah. So I go and I go find fabric or whatever. Whatever I find, and the thing is, South Africa has very minimal resources. So when you find fabric, really good quality fabric, you don't necessarily find that fabric again. So I work, initially I thought that model wouldn't work, but it does. Now becomes a limited edition product. I find this fabric, I take the whole roll, I kind of make a few pieces out of it. But I let the fabric determine what it's going to be, not the other way around.